Incubus Drive at 727 at 92.9 Tamworth, number one for the community. JB here, and an update in our 92.9 Tamworth plasma and blood drive. We're aiming to get 929 donations between now and May 17. That will help save over 2,700 lives. On Tuesday this week, we saw 48 collections in total, 38 plasma and 10 whole blood. Yesterday, 28 collections with 16 plasma. Our very own Meals being one of those as well, going over and donating yesterday, which was amazing. And check out the reel and see how easy it is to donate. And they also got 12 whole blood donations yesterday. That brings us to a total of 76 blood and plasma donations in the first 2 days of this week, which gets us up, when we add that on top of last week and the week before, that's total, a total of 405 donations all up, which is just absolutely incredible and nearly gets us to the halfway mark of 929 donations. There's still some appointments available. They've got 3 whole blood appointments free for today and 20 plasma appointments available. Tomorrow, 100% booked out for whole blood, which is amazing to see. 16 plasma appointments still available for tomorrow. And on Saturday, 3 plasma appointments left, with over 50 appointments booked out already for this Saturday, which is just amazing. And do remember as well that these important blood and plasma donations also go towards helping the victims of that terribly sad Bondi event over the weekend. And it's times like these that all Aussies roll up their sleeves and help out. So thank you so much. It's so easy to donate. Just call 13 14 95 or visit lifeblood.com.au and help us make our target in the Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. Thanks to Lifeblood. And number one for the community, 92.9.
Hey, it's Ames. Join me weekday afternoon.
News, cars and service centre on Gunnigan Road. Time to enter the Thursday morning movie club. Movies you loved as a kid. A little bit of nostalgia this morning. No matter how cringe they might have been, movies you loved as a kid. And a lot of the times, maybe you've watched them recently as an adult and gone, how did I actually like this, honestly? 676-2299, some great nostalgic films coming up in the film club this week. Kevin Costner's Robin Hood from Trudy. Yeah, you know what? And it pains me to say this, I loved that as a kid. That kind of, you know, cemented my fascination with medieval and modern history and British history, watching that as a kid. But it has not aged well. Over the Christmas holidays, I was shocked to learn my partner had never watched Kevin Costner's Robin Hood Men in Tights. So we watched it together, and it's still fun, don't get me wrong, but God. Yeah, it's looking very dated nowadays, I have to say. Trudy, a fantastic Thursday morning movie club there. Great recommendation, Kevin Costner's Robin Hood. Trudy also going with Milo and Otis, the movie with the lost dog and the cat. And you know what? That's on my Thursday morning movie club recommendations as films loved to watch as a kid. I went to the movies, I remember, with my grandpa and my brother when I was maybe 3 when that came out. And I was absolutely distraught. I cried my eyes out for hours after that movie. Probably not the greatest one to send a 3-year-old along to watch in retrospect, and I think my parents even admit to that. And it became such a running joke with my family and friends that actually for my 21st birthday, they gave me Milo and Otis on DVD as a present, which was just hilarious. A great recommendation, and it's kind of made my heart a little warm, to be honest with you, that a fair few people have actually put that down as a movie they remembered as a kid. Charlotte's Web, another one. The original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, of course. Lots of people saying Goonies as their film they love to watch as a kid. Wizard of Oz getting a heap of recommendations as well, of course. I love that. Twister, Labyrinth, Waterworld, Beetlejuice and the Never-Ending Story, and Alice in Wonderland. I love this. So much nostalgia. Movies you loved as a kid in the Thursday Morning Movie Club this morning. 676-2299 or on the socials, 99 Tamworth. Films you loved as a kid. Mine, of course, Milo and Otis, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, duh. And for some weird reason, I don't even know if it's a movie, to be honest with you, but Herbie the Love Bug, I remember watching a lot as a kid. I'm not sure if that's a TV show or not, though, or if it was a movie. I'm not sure. And I know there was the version with Lindsay Lohan, but the less said about that, the better, okay? 676-2299. Be a part of the Thursday Morning Movie Club. And films you loved as a kid, we'll look at some more after this from Lenny Kravitz at 92.9. I wish that I could fly into
the sky. My breath in the water. It's time for JB to share in a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
I can't believe this. We're up to round 7 already in the NRL. And to get his analysis and tips for round 7, Jack Howard from NBN. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm struggling to keep up. The year is just rolling through at the moment. 100 days, well, no, 99 days until the Olympics, JB. So that's going pretty quick.
Of course. Yeah, it is too. Yeah, and I think under 50 to the State of Origin as well, I saw during the week.
Yeah, you know what that means. Every man and his dog will start putting out teams for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
On.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I say that like it's a bad thing, but it's secretly my favourite time of year, and I've already done 2 teams.
Hey, we'll get into round 7. Gets underway tonight with the Roosters taking on the Storm.
Yeah, an interesting game, this one. The Roosters, I thought, were very gutsy in Newcastle last week without a fair few of their troops. They have James Tedesco back for this clash, and a big in for the Storm's forward pack with Nelson and Sopo Solomona back for his first game. I'm tipping the Storm here. They've won 8 of their last 9 games against the Roosters and travelled to Sydney pretty well for this clash. The Roosters haven't beaten Melbourne in Sydney since 2019.
Wow, there you go. I'm going the Storm as well for this one. Friday, Dragons taking on the Warriors.
Yeah, big game for the Dragons, and obviously they're starting to turn things around down there, and this will be a big test for them because the Dragons haven't recorded back-to-back wins since 2022. For me, though, the Wilds will be too good here. I think they're one of the form teams of the competition, and some big news that they've picked up James Fisher-Harris from next year. So, look, it's everything's on the up in New Zealand at the moment, and I think they'll be far too good at Wind Stadium.
This is an interesting one as well. The Eels take on the Dolphins in Darwin on Friday night.
Yeah, look, it's always a good clash up there in Darwin. The Eels like to take their games up there. However, don't have a great record. They've lost their past 2 games in Darwin. One thing that's playing a big favour for them is, unfortunately, the injury toll for the Dolphins, which is sad. We saw the same thing last year. And for a relatively new club, they just don't have the depth to cover. And I think they might be in a bit of strife the next couple of weeks because they lost the hammer. It's been so influential in their victories to start the season, and that adds to an injury toll with Flegler and Farnworth. So I think the Eels will get the job done. And again, another test similar to the Dragons one. The Eels haven't won back-to-back games without Mick Moses since 2020, so this could be a really big kick for Brad Arthur, who's got a fair bit of pressure on him at the moment.
Panthers taking on the Tigers.
Yeah, no, Nathan Cleary, he's out for another week. He was set to come back this week, but it'll be another one. This game's in Bathurst. And look, if you're Tigers fans, obviously the Panthers have great records over every team at the moment. But for Tigers fans, they've actually beat Panthers in 3 of their last 7 games, including this clash last year, which was without a doubt the upset of the season last year. So, you know, there'll be plenty to play for out there in Bathurst and could get the job done. But in saying that, I'll be playing it safe and tipping the Panthers.
It's a battle of the cats there when you look at it like that.
Yeah.
Are the Titans taking on the Seagulls?
Yeah, you got a feel for the poor old Titans still chasing their first win of the season. They got oh so close down there in Canberra last week. It has sparked a couple more changes. AJ Brimson moves to the half, and he looked a lot more dangerous in the middle of the field last week. David Fifita back into the starting side. So as far as I'm concerned, that side is strengthening. The test, though, it's all about Desi Hasler. He's coming up against his old club. The club is still currently suing after, you know, quite a checkered exit, to say the least.
Yeah.
And look, he gets up for these games. Des Hasler's won 7 of his last 8 games coaching against the Sea Eagles. But he likes going up against his old club. So look, if you're Gold Coast Titans fan, you know, enough to be, I guess, encouraged about there. I'm tipping an upset. I'll go with the Titans.
Wow. Okay. There you go. I'm going the Sea Eagles, but I like your passion.
Thank you.
The Broncos against the Raiders.
Yeah, look, an unchanged side for the Broncos, meaning that Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas are still out, and Zach Hosking is out for the Raiders. So, look, these are two teams that are absolutely humming at the moment. I think this will be game of the round. Really good test for Ricky Stewart's men. They've had a couple of good wins. This will by far and large, their biggest test going up to Suncorp yet. So, yeah, look, it'll be a big test. The Broncos have won their past 5 games at Suncorp Stadium. So it's a really tricky game to go up there and win. However, the Raiders have won 4 of their past 6 games against the Broncos. So they're definitely in with a chance. According to the stats, I'll be tipping the Broncos.
The Bulldogs taking on the Knights on Sunday. This is nearly a bit of a flip of the coin battle, unfortunately, as well. Unfortunately, if you're a Knights fan...
Yeah, absolutely. It was the Bulldogs that played the Knights in the form last year. They were game 1 of their 10-game winning streak, and the Knights beat them 66-0.
That's right. Yeah.
However, it's a completely different team. The Bulldogs, I think they've been one of the real improvers this year. They may not have the wins in their column, but you know, some of the performances have been incredibly gutsy, and they're playing some great fullbacks. Some great football. So, yeah, look, this will be a really, really tough game for the Knights, but it's what the Knights need. They need to go and play themselves into form. I think you're right in saying it's a flip of the coin. If I wasn't a Knights fan, I would probably be tipping the Bulldogs here, but I'll stay true with my Knights, see how we go. And an interesting stat coming out of it, the Bulldogs have not defeated the Knights at the Core Stadium since 2014.
Wow.
The Knights have won 5 of their past 6 games against the Dogs, so definitely the stats are backing up that tip.
You go. That's a bet over loyalty and your heart more than stats.
Yeah.
And the final game of the round, the Sharks taking on Cowboys.
Yeah, this is. I've said the Brisbane Raiders game would be a good one. This will be another cracking game. Two clubs that have a lot to prove. The Cowboys have been hot and cold. You know, they found points against some of the weaker teams, but struggled to really turn it on against some of the good teams in the competition. And we know that the knock on the Sharks the last 3 years has been their ability to go out and win games against top 8 sides. So, look, whichever team wins, I think there'll be so much confidence taken out of this game. However, whichever team loses, I think the fan bases will just be thinking it's another one of those years. The Sharks have won 10 of their last 11 games against the Cowboys, and they're at home. And I'll be tipping the Sharks purely because they're at home. I think that might make all the difference in the world.
We don't normally focus on the teams that have a bye, but we will this week because it is the Bunnies having a bye. How do you think that's going to fare for them? Do you think having the week off is going to be good for them or bad timing?
Look, it can only help. The bye always helps, I think, in the sense that, you know, there's always niggles. There's always a couple of battered and bruised players that help in that front, and maybe them for them to just regather themselves for 2 incredibly big tests. I think they've got the Panthers and the Storm in. One, I'm not sure which order. And look, they'll be heavy underdogs in both of those games with probably a coach on the line. So you're right, it doesn't get any easier. What it does mean, though, is they can probably take a step back and other teams will go in the spotlight and under the media blowtorch for 7 days. So, tough time to be a South fan. And it's only the South players, I think, that can dig themselves out of the hole they've got themselves into.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, thank you so much for your analysis. We unfortunately won't be here next Thursday, so we'll catch up the following week to chat about round 9. I can't believe that. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks, JB. Good luck in 2 Up next week.
Attention all passengers travelling on Link Airways flight 989.
Stealth.
That is all coming up in our local news with John on the way next here at 92.9. Who can you do to go to the zoo? That is a question I asked Kirsty this morning. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. You'd love to go to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo?
We sure would.
Awesome. Yep. Have you been there before?
Oh, we have been there, but Nixon was only very little, so he doesn't really remember it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, hey, time to reminisce Now, are you doing the impersonation, you and your... What was the name of your son? Nixon.
Yes, Nixon will be doing it.
All right, no dramas. What animal?
Tell him what animal.
Snake.
Oh, a snake.
Yep.
Oh, this is our... This is exciting. This is our first snake, I think. Nixon, yep. The floor is yours. Take it away. That, look, that python that was in Peel Street earlier on in the week, I reckon it's here in the roof now, because it sounded just like one. That was crazy. I like it. That's amazing. Thank you so much. I'll chuck you in the drawer. Well done. We're going to announce the winner tomorrow if we reckon your snake's the best. Thank you so much, Kirsty and Nixon. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All the best. Thanks. Jules, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo?
No, I have not.
Oh, never been. Lovely. Well, you get to go there and you can see three species of rhino all in one place, including the extremely rare white rhino. There's like under five of these left in the world, and they've got one there at the Taronga Western Plains Zoo, which is just amazing.
Yeah, that would be awesome to see.
And they've got platypuses as well. All right, you ready?
I am.
What's your animal?
A rooster.
Oh, a rooster. Okay, I like this. Jules, the floor is yours. Give us your rooster. Not bad. Not bad. I thought for a second it sounded like another animal. Was it a peacock to start with? But then it became rooster-like. So
it could have been. Bit of a mixture of bird species.
Yeah, it could be a rooster with the tail feathers of a peacock. There you go. It's a new hybrid animal.
That's it.
It can be a... What would be the hybrid word of a peacock and a rooster combined? Anyway, I'll leave that alone. Ames is shaking her head going, JB, you're going to get us fired. So, hey, Jules, thank you so much. I'll chuck you in the drawer. Good luck. We'll announce the winner tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Good fun there. The Peaster. The Peaster Resistance. That was, I think, there from Jules. Giving us the rooster. And Kirsty and her son being the snake, which was very good. Who can you do to go to the zoo? That was good fun. We'll play it again after 10 this morning with Meals. After 1 this afternoon with Ames. And tomorrow we will announce the winner off to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo, the only place in Australia where you can see three species of rhino all in one place. And us are Tamworth's number one with all the prizes. 92.9, this is Morgan Waller now. Nirvana at Tamworth's number one, 92.9, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. For Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunninganoo Road. Did we talk last week about our dream jobs? We talked about what we wanted to be when we grew up job. Mm.
I don't think we did.
Which you're kind of doing what you're doing now with photography. I'm doing what I'm doing now with radio. Mills, she's had a million jobs. I don't think any of those was the one that you originally
wanted. Mills is still young, though. She's right. Yeah. She's got time.
She got plenty of time.
Yeah, we're good.
And, you know, you've been old enough to work now for what, 10 years?
Yeah.
And during that time you've had 27 different jobs.
Okay.
So
when did this turn into a roasting session? How do we always get here? What's happening? help.
Your dream jobs. I like kitties. It's hard to argue with this being a retired millionaire. I like how she thinks.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Did you have what's your dream job? And you can't
I don't really know anymore, honestly.
You can't be fluffy and say, I'm doing it now, because that just, like, a roll
well,
my
no,
eyes.
See, but we discussed this last week. Radio chose me.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know, maybe, like, a travel photographer, fashion photographer. I mean, I do that kind of things now, like, those things now, but do that all the time would be really good.
High society or something like that. Yeah? Is that what you mean? So, do you want some inspiration? Michelle wants to be an undercover cop.
Ooh, that's cool.
I had a friend of mine who was an undercover cop.
What?
And he said, that's the only part of him I'm allowed to divulge the details for.
Yep,
it
fair.
Was a he. He said, it's just a lot of sitting around. Just a lot of sitting around.
Steakouts, eating donuts,
happening.
Watching people's houses.
Yeah, it's It's
Mills and I, we could do that, and then we could make it a movie.
We do that now with our enemies.
It's tedious, he said. It's free. Tedious.
I actually wanted to be a forensic scientist at one stage.
So did I.
Twins!
Oh, my God.
You know how we were talking about this off-air the other day about, like, dream jobs of generations. So, like, when I was growing up, everyone wanted to be a bloody marine biologist for some weird reason.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Forensic scientists or whatever it was seemed to be, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s. That seemed to be...
Yeah.
It went from marine biologist to forensic scientist.
Yep.
And you know what it was? It was CSI and Law and Order and all those shows. That's what corrupted the minds... For everyone wanting
Maybe.
To become that.
Yeah. I even did, when I was in high school, the school in Armidale, is it Taz?
Yes.
The boys one?
Yes.
They did like a week long, not like a course, but like a fake little
workshop
type thing for people that wanted to be forensic scientists. So I went to that.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, okay.
It was very cold that. From memory.
Yeah, right. Yeah okay. No, that's Armidale for you.
Yeah.
So... that's good. I like this from Paul as well. His dream job was being a weatherman and getting paid for always being wrong.
Nice.
Love it from Beyonce at 92.9, 843 JB here this morning for Country Auto's quality used cars and service center. More of your guesses tomorrow for Speaking of Sport, $250.
So a lot of kicks in the teeth.
Might give you a bit of a clue as well because I'm, you know, usually generous on a Friday. Hey, earlier on in the week, we were talking about... Well, I mentioned the fake babies that they give out at schools for you to look after.
We were having a nostalgia trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you two hadn't heard of this, or you'd heard of it, but you
didn't get
didn't,
to do it.
Yeah, you didn't
I
get to do
like
it.
I feel like I have been deprived.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. And I threw it out on our Facebook page, because I got a bit confused. I was like, did this actually exist, or is this just some kind
Mandela
of weird,
effect.
Weird dream I had? Yeah, Mandela effect. So I asked on our Facebook page, plenty of people at school had these little toy babies. They were either, they had like bags of flour they had to look after.
It would have been like back in the day.
Or little eggs you had to look after, little egg bird.
I saw that, and I had to do that as a kid multiple times.
There you
I had
go,
to look
you've
after
done
an
it.
Egg.
Yeah,
which is not the same as a baby doll, which is like crying in the middle of the night. But it was a little like precious thing that you had to make sure didn't break.
Yes. Yeah. How long did you have to look after it for?
It was like a full week.
Yeah. You did okay with it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, we got to make it like a little house that we'd like carry it around in, so it like would stay protected, like a little basket.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, right.
It's cute. It was wholesome.
The only thing we did with eggs is we had to make it like a parachute. What? This is in high school. So my high school is two stories.
Yeah.
And we had to, it must have been science.
Yeah.
Surely it was science. And we had to make a thing because then we had to throw it off the balcony and the egg wasn't to break.
So it didn't break.
Physics and stuff.
And problem solving and stuff.
Yeah, so...
How'd you go with that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
That was a long time ago, JB.
I just imagine a lot of broken stuff there.
There was a lot of broken eggs, yeah.
A lot of failed experiments in that
one.
Yeah,
and disappointment.
Yeah.
Samantha on our Facebook page said that she had to do it twice because she failed the first time. and she had, you had to put a key in the back of it. You had to whack it. That's what I remember. You had to put the key in there and turn it. And sometimes it would shut up straight away and stop crying. And other times it would cry and like for 10, 15, 20. It was a random length of time. You didn't know. Like a real kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't know whether, you know, you give the kid a milkshake and it shushes. And you can tell I'm a parent. Or you give it the milkshake and they go, I don't want that. I want
well, I
the
mean,
whole
you can change their nappy
meal.
And they can still be crying.
Yeah.
Because they can't communicate.
No.
That's why they cry.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Okay. So, a lot of people having to look after eggs and all sorts of weird stuff. So, are they going to have to make clothes for them and everything? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you've got the upper hand because you've got a kid to look after.
I meant for the high school.
I went to us three as a radio.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I went to Gunnedah High School. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, Gunnedah High, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But you
bring
did
the babies
throw,
in.
You did throw my baby off the balcony, my egg.
Well, you
How
shouldn't have
you?
Displeased me.
Oh. What's happening right now?
8:46 at 92.9.